It is coming up to 23 minutes to 8 now, and the internet giant Amazon is to link up with the UK government to trial the use of drones to deliver its goods in the UK. Now, the firm is working here because the regulations for the use of drones in the United States are just too tight.
So does this mean books, CDs and films will soon be dropping onto your doorsteps from the air? Well, Fesley Turlaps, a technology expert at gadgetdetective.com. Let's speak to him now. Hi, Fezzy.
Good morning.
So is this going to be the future, airdrops?
Well, it seems Amazon are pretty serious about this. They're developing this technology in a number of countries, including, as you say, outside the States, because the regulation there is so tight. It's rumoured that Amazon have already got an airbase in Cambridge, and that a air traffic alert for unmanned vehicles has been in place and is in place till the 5th of October. So it seems like they're doing some test flights from there. It's also interesting. So the details are a bit thin on the ground, but it's also interesting to note that Amazon received a patent recently for birdhouse-style drone stations on streetlights. So the idea is that the drones will fly up to the who knows whether they'll actually use this, but they have the patent for it. But under this patent, they fly up to the streetlight where they've got a little birdhouse. They recharge. They get information about where the next delivery is to go to, and off they go. They're going to be launching a 30-minute delivery service, which is obviously they need something that's quick. It's not going to be cheap. I'm sure there'll be quite a premium for this. And there's a number of problems to sort out, both in terms of the technology, but also how to keep us safe from them,
yes,
and them safe from aircraft and all the rest of it.
Because I imagine family pets could get chopped to bits if a drone falls the wrong way.
Yeah, it's not only going to be WCs that are macerated if it all goes wrong, isn't it? I mean, it could all go very wrong. And for those reasons, you know, wherever robots and technology like this interact with human beings, you really have to have a good system to keep all safe, and that will be difficult, I think.
But also, hasn't the world gone a bit mad, Fezzy? Because we're only getting used to the postman now coming up, you know, in the afternoon. I remember the morning deliveries, and now they just turn up at 2:30. Isn't the drone thing going a bit far? I mean, do we really need to have deliveries drop from the sky?
It's a good question. I mean, certainly automation is the way forward. You know, there was a report, I think, by a leading university recently that said 35% of jobs would be replaced by automation in the next 20 years. And that's a big challenge. So and one of those is going to be delivery drivers, unfortunately for delivery drivers. So whether it is by air or there is a company, for example, that has this sort of cabinet on six wheels that has a 2-mile range, and it trundles up. It navigates itself along the pavements, actually. And then it gets the door, and then the recipient of the package knows the code to open up the cabinet and get the goodies.
Does it knock on the door? Ring the doorbell?
I don't think it does. I think you probably just get a text alert or something to say, I'm outside.
Yeah, but I tell you what it can't do. It can't sort of say, can you look after your neighbour's package because they're not in? You know, I always get landed with that job.
Yep.
So, Fezzy, just very quickly, when are we likely to see these drone deliveries?
Well, it's not clear. There are rumours that they'll be trialling a service by next year. Because I think, as I say, for the 30-minute delivery, they're going to need something probably airborne.
Thank you very much, Fezzy Turlap, the technology expert at gadgetdetective.com.
And you're not looking forward to this, then?
No.